We appreciate the commissioner's time this morning. And I guess you're seeing what's going on in social media. The mayor and yourself, I know both have said that this mess at the GWB was a major contributor to what happened. But a lot of people aren't satisfied with that answer. If you could just address that. And good morning, by the way.
Oh, good morning to you. No, this was going to be a difficult storm to attack without any major difficulties. I mean, you had almost 2 inches per hour of snow falling right in the rush hour, which is really difficult no matter what. But when you compound that with major closures on the GW, also on the Bayonne, but the GW is obviously a more critical piece of infrastructure. I think it carries more cars than any other bridge or linkage in the entire country. And it just had massive cascading impacts, not only to all the arterials, but also to all of the side streets. People do what they do. They said, oh, this is stuck. I'll go to Jerome Avenue or to First Avenue. And then those just became complete gridlock. And, you know, for us, if we can't move, we can't work. And we were stuck in that particular, perfect storm for many, many hours. We ended up moving pieces of equipment that were stuck on the Sheridan Expressway. Well, they stayed on the Sheridan or the Cross Bronx, but bringing pieces of equipment to get into the side streets, taking them out to Eastern Queens and swinging them through the Bronx and to the West Bronx, because we just could not get at the real problem area. We had to have PD take us the wrong way on highways to get on to be able to do salting activity. They were really helpful in doing task force with us to try and get through this. But this was clearly higher than anticipated. But we did have all of our spreading equipment out ahead of when the first flake occurred and began spreading at first flake. In all honesty, the Bronx was doing great. They were actually ahead of the rest of the city until just about 4:30 when Upper Manhattan and the Bronx came to a complete standstill.
And this is a City Sanitation Commissioner Catherine Garcia. Again, just to be clear, you do want to tell people here, though, I mean, you did try to get plows out, I'm assuming, right? But you just couldn't do it. Is that what you're saying?
No, they were out, but they were stuck in the same traffic. So they were on the expressways, and they were on the FDR, and they were on the Henry Hudson, but they just didn't move.
Now, in terms of what's happening this morning, again, we're getting some ice now at this point, too. What's going on this morning? I think it seems that people are staying off the roads this morning. They're probably too tired to get back in the car at this point. But what's happening now this morning?
Now, we have kept all of our spreaders continuously operating since yesterday at around 1 p.m. They are going to continue to operate all day today. We have good temperatures right now, but we know that we could end up with icing conditions based on the wind chills. And we want to make sure that we stay ahead of that. We also do have some plows out, though. At this point in time, we are seeing blacktop really across the city. However, it's still slushy in places, and there's been a lot of rain on the overnight. So there's a lot of water on the streets.
I know this is the mayor's call and final question for Catherine Garcia, the city sanitation commissioner. And thanks again for your time. The city's chancellor is also saying, you know, the school buses are going to roll, but they're going to be late. Is this a safe condition for people to be out and about this morning? Seems like we may have lost the connection. Okay, we have lost Catherine. There maybe did not want to have an answer for that question, but we'll follow back on that. It's been a difficult night in New York City. Again, school buses are trying to roll this morning. The sanitation commissioner saying they basically had the same problem you did. They couldn't get the plows out in between all the cars that were stuck on the highways. But we'll push for more answers and keep you posted this morning. I'm Glenn Schuck, live here at our Storm Desk.